Everything is an instrument. Animals in the dark are approaching the house in waves they must have worked out. First, rabbits who wait in the shadow of the one tree. She watches them from the kitchen. The light around her falls like cloth. The ground falls away from the house in back, from the rabbits, then raccoons, her family's goats, which her uncles as boys had named Dad and Sunshine. Holes in the earth in the morning, wide enough for a fist, fingers clenched, a starburst of tracks. The dead speak through the radio and the grocery store clerk, who, in his handling of coin and bill, says, "Go out there and do good." And it seems as if he is speaking from a long way off, like the words have come from a river and not his nicked from shaving mouth. Out there, men say, she heard the dead because she wanted to hear them. And the streetlights snapped off after she passed because they were going to anyway. But listen, there are also the animals, and no one has said anything about the animals. The way, after the first one died, deer came from the woods. It was late. They gathered on the patio as if there was a party, taking from the rose and verbena small doses. And they were heavy with seed, which branched and bubbled inside them like yeast. Would grow heads, then horns. Then there would be others, also coming with coin-clicking tongues, to offer, then swallow, her only fair home.